Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Coming to the end of the fifth week of Lent and Saturday, the film we're looking at, Peter, a bit of a classic, Gandhi.
Yes, Gandhi, who, at least in the film, is made to say that he is Hindu, he is Muslim, he is Christian, that he is someone who doesn't claim to be a role model for everyone, but is a role model for all believers. And I thought that was important for the gospel that we have today, a bit less abstract than the gospels of the previous days, but still in John. And it's Caiaphas saying that it is right and proper for one person to die for everyone. And so in that sense, the parallel between Gandhi and his personal self-sacrifice and that of Jesus, and I suppose the attitudes perhaps of authorities, but also of individuals who don't understand and resent somebody who is seen as a saviour, that parallel between Jesus and Gandhi is there.
I want to document coldly, rationally, what is being done here.
I believe non-cooperation with evil is a duty and that British rule of India is evil.
Nevertheless, it is my duty to sentence you to 6 years in prison.
Since your arrest, the riots have hardly stopped.
If we obtain our freedom by murder and bloodshed, I want no part of it.
Now, a lot said about the film. Is it one you rate, personally?
Yes, it's a very worthy film. Maybe it belongs to its time in the 1980s, a certain reverence for Gandhi, and Richard Attenborough made very elegant films like Cry Freedom and Shadowlands. And so it's epic in style, and he was wanting to make it for many, many years. So it's an opportunity to see someone in the 20th century who did similar things to what Jesus did in his own time, wandering around the countryside, so to speak, involved with ordinary people, giving them hope, inspiring them with all kinds of belief and hope in grace and transformation in their lives, and yet who ultimately paid a price in the self-sacrifice of his death. So with Gandhi, so with Jesus.
Now, we're not mentioning deities, of course, but we do have various other examples. We've mentioned Nelson Mandela two, maybe three times. We've talked about the Catholic saints. We do need to also see people who are Christ-like, don't we?
I think we do, and that's the inspiring thing, that as we look at these Christ figures, it's the particular characteristics that relate to the Gospels that actually help us to understand our own expectations of what a Christ figure should be, and therefore of what Jesus himself should be for us.